Judy, can you hear me?
Yes, but it's not sharing with you, this.
It is, because I'm speaking to the
into
microphone.
Into the side of it.
Yes, but it's...
Well, I'll speak into the side of it.
So, this is for the audiobook, and they've asked for us to maybe say a few words at the end, so there may be maybe a bit of a podcast, which they'll put together. Yeah. What are you doing with those drawers?
Just looking, because I had a lot of wool and stuff in there, and they've all gone.
Oh, OK. And do I sound a bit nasal?
Nasal and Welsh.
How did we meet, Jude?
I don't... Oh, I know how we met, because you were making all that row with your company.
Here we go.
You were doing Under Milkwood, and we were doing Anthony and Cleopatra, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, you weren't. You were doing Absolute Hell.
Oh, Absolute Hell we were doing. And I haven't go for a nice rest between the matinee and the evening show. Not at all. Not with Under Milk Wood upstairs making all that din. I can remember meeting it between those two doors, those two swing doors outside the canteen at the National, and saying, can't you and your company keep quiet between the shows, please? Some of us are trying to have a rest.
So, do you want to tell the listeners where you were last night?
The listeners?
Well, this is for an audio book.
Camp.
What sort of this?
Well, there was a celebration about Shakespeare last night at Windsor Castle, given by the King and Queen.
If you just want to face the microphone a bit
yes,
more.
Yes, OK.
And do you want to lean a bit forward more?
No.
Well, I'll move the microphone.
Otherwise, it's too near. Well, it's too near.
Well, it's got to be near, Judy.
Oh, it can't be this near.
It has... Oh, you're sounding lovely now. Mellifluous. You could do kind of sex chat lines.
Mellifluous.
This is sounding really good. So,
good.
You were at Windsor Castle last night with the King and the Queen, and...
They didn't give a recital, but some actors and actresses gave a recital. Harriet Walter and...
Simon Russell Beale.
And Simon Russell Beale, yes, and several others, and so it was very, very pleasant indeed, I must say, sitting in the Waterloo Chamber and celebrating Shakespeare. What could be better?